Yo, what's good, man? We back up in it. We're going to jump right into it. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like, rate, review, everything. Shout out to everyone who's been following us the whole time. As you can see, we got a table full of creatives here. So we're going to drop all the links to everything in the IG. I didn't even tell y'all beforehand, but we like to jump right into it.
Goody.
So, the first question we got today is, how do you view a man slash woman that wants to have sex on the first night?
He's a whore.
Hold on.
You said we gonna jump right into it.
And the lady, what about her then? All right, what if the woman wants to have sex on the first night?
She's not a whore.
What? Yo, how does that make sense? All right, explain.
See, the thing with it is, like, us women, like, we choose who we want, and you guys, you kind of, gotta...
settle? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
My friend been drinking, guys.
It might be like that for regular
drinking. We are about 30 seconds into this. That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
No, let's get your opinion then.
I mean, I feel like if... okay. If a guy wants to have sex with a girl the first time he meets her, I feel like that's too quick.
What about the girl?
It's too quick. It's too quick.
For the girl, too.
It's too quick.
For the girl, too.
Explain.
It's too quick. I feel like you don't even know the person.
You don't even know me.
unless you have, like, a list, or you want to do before you die, like, I want to hit it and quit it or something like that, then okay. But other than that, it's to quit.
Well, let me, I'm gonna say for both of y'all, I think y'all capping.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And I say for the reason you saying it's too quick. You know what I'm saying? All ladies and all men got that person out there, whether it's a celeb, a ball player, or whatever, that you would let, if he get in you or get at you, you ready right now.
On site.
Oh, cap, big cap, big cap again.
I got offered $10,000, turned it down.
Hey, Drake, hit your line right now.
Who's your favorite celebrity? To be honest, I like Future, but I won't even fuck with Future because Future got too fucked too many shit.
If look, he came with a good
look at his ass, baby mama. What the fuck is that?
He pulled up on a date with the Birkin. You gonna fold? All right, so I feel like this, as an adult, we're adults, and I feel like even with women, like, women can be like, a lot of people get it misconstrued. You can be like, okay, if she slept with you on her first night, she's easy, she might do this with anybody, et cetera, et cetera. You guys, it ain't like that for every guy. You got to sit back and think about who you are sometimes. Sometimes you might be that dude, you know what I'm saying? And she just wants you physically. And
you that dude.
She might feel like that, and there's nothing wrong with that. So guys experience that. Top tier men experience that, and that's why I be talking on podcasts.
So
I be chopping up.
Top tier.
See, we're not. I'm just speaking.
I'm just speaking, bro.
I'm not trying to gas up. I'm just speaking. Like most guys get excited when they see other men bagging girls. Like we get do the public interview shit. They be like, oh man, you bad. You got like hella numbers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's cool. But on my end, I'm running from women because I don't have time for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference. Like, we're not the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't the same. So if somebody sleeps on the first night, I'm not going to look at her like, oh, like, this is what she do on the norm. She might just really like me that much. And I did a public interview, and I asked people, you know what I'm saying, what's the furthest you've been on the first date? And women have been like, I slept with a guy on the first date, and we've been together for 2 years. Oh, I'm engaged now. Like, you never know. That doesn't mean anything. Sometimes you want to knock that out to see what it's worth, to see if it's even worth the long wasting your minutes. You make them wait 3 months, 6 months, and it's trash? You know you ain't moving forward with that.
That's why I do dick check.
I'm a piggyback.
Right. She said that's why she do a dick check, but that doesn't, whether it's long, short, that don't mean it's good.
I'm a piggyback off that. What's the there's times where I don't got time like that neither.
Right.
So if we're in the moment and she want to give it up, I'm not saying every time I need her to give it up, but if she want to, I might not see you again for another month. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. We adults. Preacher.
I ain't gonna. So you eating the coochie and all that the first night?
Wait. Who said that? Who said that?
What's the word? I mean, when it's me, if I'm gonna have sex, I'm having sex. You gotta eat it. You gotta lick it. You gotta do all that. We can't do so all that. Sucking. We ain't hunching. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we sucking and fucking. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just said you don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. So if we can't do all that, we're not hunching. Like, you're not gonna wanna suck him. You're not gonna wanna suck or lick somebody the first day.
Y'all never met a man.
It matters though. If y'all been, it matters. Sometimes it might be our first time meeting, but y'all could have been in communication for 6 months or a year.
That means something.
That's a buildup. That's getting to know one another. That's what people don't do.
You know what happened to me? Yo. One time I was dating this guy when I was in middle school. The whole time I'm thinking,
let me speak. I'm still young,
so let me speak. Anyway, the whole time I'm thinking he texting me, it's his cousin texting my phone. So what you mean?
We grown now, FaceTime. That's what I'm saying. You can get to know somebody and chop it up and build something. And then when you get excited, I mean, when you get excited the whole time and y'all meet each other in person, wow, the excitement, all that anticipation been built up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying about that. It ain't got to be like, just met you tonight. This is what's happening tonight. You know what I'm saying?
There's people who have whole-ass relationships just solely online and don't meet for 6 months.
And get finessed.
Right. I mean, can't be people looking for green cards and shit.
Get your ass Tinder swindler.
Anyway, so I'm trying to ask a damn question.
Yeah, everything. I can't resist.
Wes, come on. What's your thoughts? Please ask the question again for the folks at home. Please.
Let me ask that one more time.
Please ask.
How do you view a man / woman that wants to have sex on the first night?
I don't think there's nothing wrong about it.
Let's be honest.
Is nothing wrong with it for the guys or for the girls?
Okay, you got me there. Okay, hold up. So look, if it's a girl, it depends how many times the girl done. If she's giving up on a first date to everybody.
But you wouldn't know how many times she gave it up to the...
You don't know, but at the same time, y'all not listening to the whole question. He said, how would you view somebody that wants, not does, wants. On some real shit, if we go on a date and we vibe, I don't want to be on a date if you're not looking at me like I want to take his clothes off.
Yeah.
We need to look at each other like that. I'm like, yo, she is bad. I would drink her bath water. That's how I need to be looking at you right now. And we're not looking at each other like that.
We not
put a straw in the bath water.
That's the thing, though. When we
ain't nothing me, but I ain't nothing.
When we take it there and we go home with y'all and we do what we do, now we look that as easy. Oh, she put a straw.
You say that till he get up, make your ass breakfast, and knock it down again.
It's crazy.
Look, like, she's like, look, that would be nice.
These dudes be easy. All you gotta do.
These dudes be easy.
All you gotta do
is every situation is different. Every situation
yes,
is different.
That's facts.
There's times where you'll hit the first night and never talk to that girl again. You know, it is what it is. You move on. There's times you hit the first night. Next thing you know, you hit it a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later.
She'd be a vibe.
What determines her personality?
Her personality, her vibe. Like, if she could, like, you know what I'm saying? All that matters. Like, once we get past sex and you get past that post-nut clarity,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, and you have a good personality, like, you're funny, like, you easy to be around, you cool. Like, that should be cool as hell. Like, yo, she got a vibe. Like, I bring her around the homies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be mad. Like, why keep bringing her around? Like, bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be different.
Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way.
It's out there.
So y'all don't be doing that.
You gonna be doing what?
You not gonna hit on the first night and then be like, you know what? I wanna bring this nigga around. Bring around my homegirls. Take them to brunch.
They not gonna bring around the homegirls.
Nah.
If you meet a girl, she not gonna bring, especially not the bad friends, she not gonna bring around the fine friends.
I don't have a problem with bringing somebody that I deal with around my dog, but I'm not finna go into detail and, you know, explain how he knocked me down, how he made me feel. Like, no, I'm not finna do all that. That's none of your business.
So is your friend gonna know y'all slept together?
No.
So now you're done.
No.
Now she think he's fair game.
Yeah.
You're not gonna tell your friend. You know you're gonna tell your friend.
If you're gonna tell your friend,
you know you are.
No.
Nah.
She gonna put it in the group chat. Hey, it's in the group chat, bro. It's in the group chat.
That's pillow talking. That's pillow talking. So y'all dudes be pillow talking. So as soon as you got the girl down, you wanna call your homie, then I just knocked Tisha down and she just did this. What you doing
there? The women be pillow talking.
And then when that nigga go behind your back and backdoor your ass, it's because you talk too much. You talk too damn much.
Exactly.
Yes.
So if my homie's not my girl, then that ain't my girl.
Exactly.
That both our girls.
This is beyond me.
If it's trash, you're not gonna tell your girls. You're not gonna run off to them and tell them it's trash.
We gonna fall out over loyalty.
No, listen, but listen. If it's trash and I know I ain't gonna grease you again, you're done. So, I could tell my dog, yeah, that nigga was trash. His meat was little. He ain't got no throat. He don't know how to eat. If I'm gonna continue greasing you. That's not your business.
So you gonna tell them.
It's just like a nigga keep fucking with a girl on and on and on. Okay, it gotta be something good with her. If a girl mess with a guy and she just, you know, and she messed with him okay one time or whatever, how many times, and he just disappeared, it didn't work out. But it's constantly, so then something got to be good about this nigga.
You make no sense. I'm sorry.
Something got to be good about it.
You're going to tell them when it's trash, but you're not going to tell them when it's good.
Listen,
make no sense.
You know what?
Her body language is going to say it all.
Women, it makes sense. Women is not going to keep a guy around if it's not beneficial. Trust me, it makes sense. You're not a woman.
So what makes it valuable to keep him around? Like, what goes through your head?
Whatever he's beneficial in that area that she needs.
What area though? What specific?
Whatever area she needs, she probably just needs a nigga for a nut. Hey, or she probably just, the nigga probably just be able to pay a bill. Hey. Some women be looking for companionship.
They just need somebody to talk to, somebody to confide in.
I hear you good though.
That makes a lot of sense.
Cause this is my girls go feel me, okay?
So if it's trash, you're gonna tell all your homegirls. You're gonna tell the ones that it's trash.
But if it's good, they're not gonna say anything. That makes no sense.
Girls pillow talk so much. Like, I've like dated women that have even been with ball players and been like, yeah, he do this, he make this, but he got a little meat. Like, damn, why you trying to degrade a man because he got a little meat? Like,
and the women who do that is doing that so the other women don't go after him.
Right.
That's what she's doing.
They try to shut it down, and they try to claim him and shut it down at the same time, simultaneously.
That's what she's doing.
So that's why you don't tell them that it's good, because you don't want them to go after him.
I don't. Why would I sit there and tell my dog?
Fellas, if you out there, knock down all the friends, fellas. Knock them all down.
It's common sense.
Hey, like Kobe said, hey, job not done. Job not done. Job not finished.
So let me ask you something. So if your friends see that dude around, and if they want to get out, what are you going to say to friends?
What you mean?
It's gonna be girl code.
You don't know they smashing. She's going to know that I'm interested in this dude.
How she gonna know?
You just said you're not gonna tell them. I said I'm not gonna tell my dog if I'm greasy.
We're not off limits. We're not a piece of property.
We're not a piece of property. I'm not gonna mess with a nigga that my dog messed with. Why would I do that?
So y'all ain't never run a train on a dude?
Hell no.
I don't think a dude can get a train ran on him.
By the girls?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Different. That's a party.
Y'all easy. A train ran on you.
Nah, train mean like somebody came in and somebody must have known him. And then, like, you know what I'm saying?
They used and abused.
Yeah.
Basically.
You can't use it. It stops and goes.
Exactly.
That's one thing I'm going to tell y'all about the world. We're very judgmental. And we criticize one another, but we want everyone to be happy. And we say, love is love. You can be rainbow. You can be who you want to be. But even with men, I posted like a little thirst trap, you know what I'm saying? The dudes was mad because my shorts are too little. Like, they was like, I'm mad you ain't point your toes. I'm like, damn, we can't be comfortable in our masculinity or our femininity. We can't, either. It's a lose-lose. But me personally, I got thick skin because I've been online for a little bit. I can do, I don't give a damn what nobody say, but everybody else can't handle that. So
I want to get into something real quick because this topic came up recently. Lately, I've been hearing from a lot of ladies. You know, we've been posting clips and whatnot. A lot of women don't like men who are heavy on social media, or maybe not even heavy, but just the fact that they post regularly. They don't really care for men.
That's an insecure ass. Thank you.
Wait, see, because I wanted to get a woman's opinion on it.
Wait, before or after?
That's an insecure ass.
Because they'll mess with them before they get together.
Because of their social media.
Yeah, then after that, they're like, stop posting. Don't do that.
Exactly.
You're showing too much.
Ooh, because
don't do that. Oh, my. We're going to talk about you. You're not part of that group.
I'm saying it because there's women out here where a lot of times they see your Instagram or Snapchat, whatever, and that they kind of judge what you're doing. But then once they start fucking with you, they like, you mind. Like, you can't really keep posting.
Listen. If you got to send a little thirst trap and you know the bitch is going to come and that's how you get your money.
Citibank.
That shit.
This guy. You got to understand, man. Some people, you got to deal with someone who understands you, who knows what you got going on. So if you know you're going to be posting online, you are an entrepreneur, you on your social media influencer, whatever you do, and you have a fan base mostly.
Regular degular?
I mean, even if you. You got 300 followers. Shit, would you get ashamed for posting on social media because you went to Disney World one day?
Dudes typically don't be posting a lot. They typically don't post a lot.
I mean, not like that. I'm not saying you in the mirror taking mirror pics every day.
It's dudes who do that. Selfies every day.
I ain't doing all that.
But yeah, I mean, it all comes down to understanding. Like, if I know this is how you get your bread, this is how you work, you know, this is your job, I ain't sweating it. I'm doing the same damn thing. What I'm not gonna do is be with an insecure ass dude who, you know, like, I'm not gonna do that. Somebody who's gonna question people in my DMs and stuff like that. We ain't doing that. Wait. What y'all looking at?
The photo shoot. Hey, y'all see the reference?
We gonna throw this picture.
I ain't got my phone.
You must love that picture too.
I love that bitch. That shit made me want to hit the ATM right now.
I'm done. That was great advertising for Citibank.
Hey,
don't be surprised you pop up on that page.
I ain't been out of the car and went to the ATM in a minute.
You know what's so crazy? I don't even bank with Citibank.
I'm gonna tell you why women don't like it. Women don't like that because they know maybe not even as much, half as many women are in your DMs as much men are in her DMs and it's competition. Women, we at a stage where you can give women the best compliment ever. You can say, hey, you're beautiful. I love your eyes. You have a beautiful smile. She heard that 20 times this week. What else?
You got to stand up.
What else? You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's crazy, but they don't want to deal with a dude that's getting that same energy or have that same attraction. You're like, you got hoes. You look like you got hoes. How many guys walk up to a girl and say, you look like you got hoes? We don't say no shit like that.
You're a whore.
Right.
You're a whore.
I can tell you got hoes. You wear dangly earrings. Mm-hmm. Damn,
that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
I wear earrings.
Can't wear the earrings?
No, but they can't wear the chain.
They want you to be regular so they can look at you and be like, you better act right because I can get rid of your ass. Mm-hmm. I never even wanted you in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I gave you a chance.
That's why.
I gave you a crutch to walk.
If you give somebody who's not the best looking a chance, and then they start dogging you out like they fine as hell. I don't like that. Like, you acting like you real fine.
This is what I just said.
Come on.
So I want to understand. Wow. So if he's fine as hell, he could dog you out.
No, he cannot dog me out. What I'm saying is, if I choose somebody who's not the best looking like you, you like below average, and then you start cheating and dogging me out and doing all kind of unnecessary stuff, hurting my feelings, all that.
Yep.
Like, you wildin'. Like, do you know how much people I'm curving? Like,
what's the
difference?
What's the difference?
Two things you don't understand.
I'm a circle because you've been going
The one thing is, if he started dogging you out and you don't like that, right? The one thing you don't understand, this man probably was infatuated and loved you, willing and ready to come on and meet you wherever you want to be met. But you made him wait You had closure with your ex that was probably still knocking you down. Like, you had all this going on, and then he finally got there. He like, damn, I had to wait 3, 4, 6 months for this. He's like, hell, I'm kind of over it a little bit. I'm here. Yeah, and then once you get it, and like, was it even worth it? Secondly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you said he's wilding, but that goes against it. That's a double standard.
That is.
How is that a double standard?
That's definitely.
AKA, you make no sense.
I gave you ugly ass a chance.
Continue.
Probably because of your personality. Well, you know, it's not all about looks, like y'all said. Mm. Personality. And but you want to treat me like you at the top. Like, no.
But that's your scenario.
No. No. And then on top of that, circle back the first thing that you said. What you said? Because I forgot. I'm going to suit.
Wait.
I said you made a man.
What made you wait?
Yeah, so that ain't number karma. That ain't number karma. When he wanted you, you didn't want
him. One thing about me, since we speaking on me, don't nobody got access to me. You do me wrong, you try me, you're dead. You're done. You're done. You're blocked. So it ain't no making nobody wait. Ain't no ex lingering around. It's none of that. So ain't nobody got to wait when it comes to me. Mm. If you want to sit here and play games with me, you're cut too. Like, that's it.
Do you play games?
Yes.
I don't
play games.
Yes.
But that's crazy.
Y'all see that shit?
That way stuff is kind of tricky though. It's tricky. Cause you have a guy that wait 3, 4, 6 months, 8 months or whatever.
It don't matter how long you wait. Just agrees.
Just the plan.
The guys who will get the pussy the same day and just leave. So it's tricky. You just
but you also get the guys that'll get it the same day or in a stay.
They say 3 to 6 months. Yeah. You waiting 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, if a guy waits 3 to 6 months,
are you waiting?
He's knocking something down. Why them 3 to 6 months?
I'm talking about you.
And that's the thing, though.
Are you waiting 3 to 6 months?
I'm not around anyone that does not want to take my clothes off when they see me.
Okay, bet.
If you don't want to take my clothes off right now today, I'm not wasting my time. I'm not over there. I know the game. You got an ex-boyfriend that got clothes that still knock you down. You're going to go up. I'm going to take you out to drink. And then you're going to leave here. And you're going to go knock him down. Full belly, sauced up.
Yep.
I'm not a fool. Yeah. I know the game. I've been that guy. I'm like, and she might bring you some of the food you pay for.
Stop simping. Lola, I agree with you. She better want to fuck me on the first night. She better want to do it on the first night. If it's not the first night, forget about it.
Ain't no way.
It's not mutual. You know how y'all talk about mutual energy? He got to match my energy. If she's not trying to do me on the first night, forget about it. The energy's not the same. Forget about it.
Man, listen.
You go to the goober.
I'm not about to waste my life, man.
Yeah.
I don't even like being outside like that. I don't like dates or restaurants. Women be like, oh, take me. Women will say this. Don't invite me to your crib on the first date. That's disrespectful. But hey, if you want to fly me out of the country for a first date, that's totally understandable.
Listen, what the fuck?
How do we add this up? You want to go on a flight and stay in the same room with me? Say it again.
A woman should not go on no flight with a guy if she's not giving up the pussy.
Amen.
Do not waste that man's time.
I just want to understand what y'all think if you go on a flight and not doing nothing else.
What the hell the nigga flying you out for? Because he wants to see. I be getting flued out and get my own room.
If you agree to being flown out, then if you're not giving it up, then what you doing?
Exactly. That's what I just said.
I'm just saying.
That's what I just said.
I feel like you speak for the ladies out there.
I'm speaking for ladies and men. If you're not going to give up the coochie, do not fly out with the nigga.
It's the ladies. They put themselves in that predicament. Just how Future flew that girl out. Exactly. And she was on some. Oh, exactly. I wasn't on that. And that nigga cut her hotel off and everything off. And she had to find her way home. Sis, you sleep.
You said you don't fuck on the first night. So if a dude flies you out,
this is Mr. Accountant.
Listen, baby, you know how many.
What you gonna do? I just want to know. I've been
to 29 countries and I've been to 27 countries by myself.
I'm talking about first night. I don't know what that got.
Listen, okay, because you're trying to come. Let me put you in your place.
Trying to give it this whole Wikipedia.
I don't need a guy to sponsor my trip. I sponsor my own trip. You sponsor your own trip.
But why you don't ever take nobody with you?
Mm. What you mean? I only been to 2 trips with 2 guys.
Hey.
2 guys.
Same way.
She still has
right by myself.
You ain't want me to
29 countries.
The same way y'all guys. The same way y'all guys. I would like, pride yourself and don't just take anybody out the country or do anything with anybody. The same way, like, you got to be selective. You can't just mess with any and everybody. Like, I'm not gonna mess with somebody who's not on my level. Like,
what is your level?
What you mean with my level?
I'm asking.
It's like,
I don't know. If we had like your level 12,
I mean, hey. I ain't gonna say I'm up there.
Is it Drake? But,
oh no, I ain't on Drake level yet.
So I'm asking.
I'm working towards, you know, something better.
Who level you on? You on Poo Poo Shiesty? What were you talking about?
No, okay. I can't say what level I'm on because I'm growing. But what I'm not going to do is mess with somebody who have no goals and aspirations, who ain't working towards something, you know, who's complacent in life. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not doing that. So
I'm trying to say.
Me personally,
you trying to understand what? Wait. What don't you understand?
I'm trying to understand your level system.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand the level system and where is that? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to understand. That's it.
Me personally, I have a lot to lose. You know what I'm saying? I'm very secretive. I don't let, I show what I want to show. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from the certain stuff. Everything's not everybody's business. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let you think. I'm gonna let you have that persona of what you think about me. That it is what it is. You see me. I wake up every day. I eat out every day. That's your persona. Oh, that's what she do. Hey.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's nobody. That's what you want to feel about me. That's what I'm gonna make you feel about me because that's what I show. But at the end of the day, I got shit to lose. So I'm not gonna deal with nobody who ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying?
That's the biggest thing. I got exposed like that one time. Messing with
talk
a baddie.
Talk about it.
She was a baddie, though. I ain't gonna lie. She was a baddie.
That's how it always goes.
She was a baddie. She was a baddie.
And they be the one that be tricking.
But she ain't had nothing to lose, bro. So I tell all the fellas out there, if she doesn't have anything to lose, which I mean a career, like something she worked for to get there, and if something hit the fan, she could lose all of this and be asked out. If she don't got that, be careful. Because that's when women just do random stuff. Key a car, pop out, be ready to expose you. Mm-hmm. If she got something loose, she ain't gonna move like that.
Y'all boys to take those.
Y'all, so don't let the baddie, let the baddie get you misconstrued.
Right.
Like, that's just a shell. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so y'all really gotta just go for the women. Get you instead of the 10 that ain't got nothing to lose, get you a 7 or 8.
Get you a smooth 7.5.
They got something to lose.
I don't care. It goes back to what I said. Be selective. You cannot just deal with any and everybody. Like, you know what you got to lose.
A lot of men, they get caught in that trap with these baddies.
And that's because
y'all go with these girls with the pretty privilege. That's what y'all get.
You got to learn the hard way. Dudes always got to learn the hard way.
Y'all want to go after the Instagram baddie down.
She ain't going to act crazy unless she didn't fall in love.
How do you respectfully ask for sex?
By not asking for it.
What happened?
By not asking for it?
You said
how? No, no, asking.
By not asking for it. By taking it.
I've never asked.
Bro, I've never asked. Oh, give me that box.
Bro, you're thinking of...
Bro, by not asking, just taking it.
I never said that. You see?
Oh, you just
what is wrong?
You coming out? You about to say that shit?
No,
what? Legs closed. You might just open up and just go.
Let me elaborate.
Cause me, I don't have to ask. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy.
So what do you elaborate, please, on the statement?
Because I'm just a vibe naturally. If you can make a laugh and giggle, make it, you know.
So you think you're finna laugh your way into this coochie?
For sure.
You can.
Wow.
We 100% can.
That's wild. What are you talking about? These are facts. All the funny guys know what's up.
You can LOL into the pen.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
You know that?
Wow.
Ah, okay.
Beyond
me.
Clueless.
No one's ever laughed their way into your coochie?
Nah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Whether
it's personality.
Nah. She hasn't.
Because
she been with this guy.
That's why I'm about to bring it up.
She been in a relationship and she just got out of a relationship. How long ago? 2 years ago? Nah. Mm-mm.
She just got out of a relationship 2 years ago?
That's just getting out?
She got out of a relationship like 2 years ago?
Year. last year.
Goddamn.
It's been last year.
It's about to be a year.
A lot of people ain't make it through the pandemic.
Yeah, dude.
Facts. A lot of places didn't make it through the pandemic. The panini.
Anyway, I got a question. This is bonus question.
Hold on.
What are you doing? I'm so sorry.
I want to hear.
Edit that out.
No, don't edit that.
Go ahead. Answer the question.
What's the question again?
How do you respectfully ask for sex? Like, let's just say you at the club. Like, you can't just feel a vibe and, like, you know, you just walk out with her. Like, how do you? What you doing later?
Right.
Like, how do you respectfully ask?
I don't know. I tell you guys, if it's on that, like, at the club or something, that's kind of weird in itself. But you know what I'm saying, even leaving that, what you're doing after this, you want to go grab a bite to eat or something, make sure it's close to the to your crib.
Okay,
make sure it's something quick.
Yeah, like, you gotta wake up at 5 in the morning.
Don't sit down, don't say 5 o'clock in the morning.
For some reason, y'all sit down, they're gonna get that itis. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta take that back to the crib. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We talking about, don't women really want to fuck at 5 o'clock in the morning? We talking about
5 o'clock some in the morning.
They like,
they love that shit.
It's different. Because if you coming back from the club, you kind of on a time limit. Like, you got to make shit happen.
Exactly, nigga. You got about 30, 40 minutes to get this shit.
Not true. We live in South Florida. The shit closed at 4 a.m. down here. It closed at 4 a.m. at the earliest.
I guess I ain't performing again.
Hey, look. It closed at 3. So then you get home. I ain't knocking down nothing. You got to wash your ass, baby.
You got to get in the shower. We got to get in the shower. We got to get the nooks and the crannies together. Your question is, if you with someone and it's like y'all hanging out, you watching a movie, you hit at like midnight and then wake up at like 5 o'clock. That's what you mean by that. But if you coming back from the club, like you got to make shit happen. 30, 40
You say that, but sometimes you got to go, like, everybody's been, you get back from the club, you know what I'm saying?
You got to shower, but you know,
and sometimes girls not be on that. So, like, every guy that been through that make out session for 30 minutes, and I be like, oh my God, man. You don't kiss? That's the new age shit. That's the new age shit. These women do not kiss. That's the weirdest shit.
So what do you do for foreplay?
That is the weirdest shit to me.
That's crazy. That's some new era shit, bro.
No, these women is not kissing nor sex, though. That's just weird.
The reason why I don't really kiss guys, because I dealt with a guy for 9 years.
Herp dog on his lips.
I dealt with a guy for 9 years, so I'm used
bad
to,
bro.
Used to him and things that we do.
All right, John.
So if a guy, you know, me now that I'm dating, when a guy want to kiss me, it's weird to me.
You gotta be just like that.
Cause it's like I'm not used to that guy.
Listen, if I can't kiss you, we not fucking.
But women, women are on that, but it's because, not saying you, I mean, it's just like the caliber of men, like they be dealing with these the ball players, they're like, these dudes, like, I gotta go home to my wife, we're going to do it, but they're like, oh no, we ain't doing it, it's in and out, so it's normal, like, it's normal to some of these women. I be saying that shit on Spiritual Word or like Shade Room Post, I'm like, yo, this is so normalized, like, oh, y'all kiss during sex? Oh nah, I'm not kissing nobody. What?
Wait, hold on, we talked about this the other day, because if I can't even look at you and be like, I wanna kiss you, I ain't gonna take you home.
Pretty face.
I'm about to just take you home, you just
can't kiss everybody though. Like,
exactly. If you can't kiss them, you shouldn't be sleeping with them.
And that's real now.
That's real now. If I can't kiss them, we shouldn't be sleeping with them.
But when it comes to like foreplay, like, I feel like men be skipping out on that.
They do.
I feel like women, we do like 50%.
I'm over affectionate. They be like,
oh my God. We do 50% of the work because it starts up here. Like, I'm already sexualizing you. I'm already thinking about all kind of positions I want to put you in. And like,
you going to put him in the positions?
Yeah. I'm gonna put your ass in position.
You different.
Well, you don't say.
I'm already thinking about, like, you know, how it's gonna go down, what I'm gonna say. Like, I'm thinking about sucking on your lip, biting on your, like, yo, I'm a very, like, passionate person. Like, I love to be touched. Like, listen, some people just be smashing, they don't really be into it. Like,
see, we just talked about that. Like, if there's no intimacy,
even
if it's real quick, I gotta touch you or something.
Something, right?
You better suck on these motherfucking nipples, nigga.
Hey, man, that's relax.
Give it that up. Patreon.
And then that's another thing. Like, guys don't be taking the time to, like, learn a woman's body. They just go for their nut and that's it. They're done. Like, come on. What about you?
Same vice versa. Same. It happens. Women don't take their time either.
Hey.
I'm gonna tell you something. It's both ways, and this is why both sexes match up or mess up. You think about your ex and what your ex was into, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Your ex was into this. Your ex was into that.
Fuck my ex.
Then you do that with the new person. And that might not be what they're into. Like some women might be into.
And this is why when you pull a nigga dick out, babe, how you want it? How you like it, baby? You like it like that?
Communication is key.
Exactly. I love being talked to. Like, let me know I'm doing a good job. I don't like somebody who just go stay quiet. What the fuck? Get your ass up. Get out. Go play with yourself.
I done been told I make too much noise.
Nah, see, they can't even appreciate you.
You can't
be
walking like me now. No.
So you don't want a nigga screaming your name?
No, hell no.
Cap. Give me a cap.
Hell no.
If a nigga screaming my name while we doing it, oh my God, I'm rocking your world.
All I want to hear is, oh, fuck, please, babe.
Tell me how good I'm doing.
Fuck, shit,
Tell me how I look when I'm doing it.
Hold on. So you want him to tell you, or you want him to scream your name? Because that's a
I got a praise king. I got a praise king.
This is why I want her sitting next to me. I got a praise king. So if you praising me, I'm finna rock your world. I'm going off. Mm-hmm. I'm going crazy.
That's why.
And I will make sure you get yours. That's one thing about me. I ain't finished until you get yours.
Hey, you ain't even been experienced like that. Relax.
Oh shit! Oh, it's time to go.
Just because I've been with somebody long term, you don't think I mastered that nigga?
Hey, don't give her no more.
You don't think I mastered that nigga?
Friend, you mastered that nigga.
Trump, you mastered that nigga.
I can master whoever I want. You know what? I'm gonna take a drink today.
Cheers! Salute!
One thing about it, two things for sure. I like to please.
Talk about all this dating shit, dating topics. What do y'all think is the main issue with modern dating?
Accountability.
I think it'd be consuming. Wait, you said sitting one more time?
Communication.
What do you think is the main issue with modern dating?
Communication.
Accountability.
Accountability, yes.
Let's go.
Let's elaborate on each person. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm still trying to think of.
Oh, you know, go ahead.
Ladies first. Why you say communication?
I say communication because guys, they feel like because they're busy, they're making money, they can't just stop 1 second at the time of the day just to call the girl and be like, hey, what's up? You know. This and this and that and the third. Hey, how you doing? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear from him. You want to
exactly. I want to hear. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like, you know, you thinking about me. Like you want me. You get what I'm saying?
Even if it's one second of the day. I know you're busy, but you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Are you clingy?
No, I'm not clingy.
Okay, I just want to show.
I'm pretty busy myself.
I'm just asking. I can't ask a question.
There are girls who are clingy. But if you have a problem with him not hitting you up, voice that to him, and then if he's not
visiting,
that's communicating.
Ain't my man gonna go out 24 hours out his day and don't
talk to him. Why you not gonna communicate?
And that's real.
So you want him to communicate, but you can't communicate.
Cut it out. Listen.
Wait, you gotta communicate.
No.
How am I supposed to know you wanna be hit up?
I know what you're trying to get. Don't do it.
Do what?
Don't do it.
Do what?
Like I said, it don't matter how much money a guy make, it don't matter what he doing. Listen, I dealt with high value men.
Okay.
Guys who owns mental hospitals, football players. Listen, if a guy really deals with a girl and he really likes a girl,
if he fuck with
he you. Goes, even if it takes 1 second of his time, after that day, he's going to call that girl.
You're going to know that.
Or whatever he call you, whatever love or shawty, whatever nickname he got.
During practice.
He's going to check up on you.
Hold on.
But if a guy go the whole day without talking to you, sweetie, he don't like you like
I'm
that.
I'm going to elaborate again. Because as men,
he don't like you.
If we like you, if we fuck
he
with you,
he got somebody else in rotation.
We going to hit you up.
Okay, thank you. That's what I just said.
There are times where we might slip up a little bit. We might get busy here and there.
With the other hoes.
If it's
not slipping up.
Because he's with his other dom. He with his other dom. He can't hit you up.
If it bothers you for a minute, let him know. If he don't react to that, if he don't change his ways, then...
Why don't you communicate that with him? But some women are so stubborn, they won't even do that. They be like, oh, he should have knew.
Then
once you communicate that, if it don't change
your mind,
I agree with you.
Nah.
I, agree with you.
That it's not the stubbornness.
But that whole
some of y'all dudes lack emotional intelligence. Like, y'all just not in tune with y'all emotions.
It's true. That's a fact.
Because y'all mama didn't teach y'all how to express y'all feelings.
It's not even that.
But you heard what she said? We're about to do that. Do open up. Like, they get frowned upon. Like, niggas be condom shit.
Then, wait, because then they open up too much.
Yeah. Will Smith. For Will Smith, there you go. The Tyrese, the dude that cried by his kid because he's been on one of the show.
Listen, that's the women who feel like guys got to be tough and this and this and that. No. People are human. You're supposed to express your feelings. If something bothers you, express that it bothers you. Because it's just like me. If something bothers me, I'm going to let you know if something bothers me. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night and knowing that something bothers me. Because I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you have it.
I think that's just a big problem because people have issues of what bothers them. And instead of communicating it, they go find an alternate solution.
Right.
Somebody else
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And that may be true. But not everybody is in tune with their emotions. Like, they just lack emotional intelligence. Like, they're not aware of how their behavior affects you. So there's some people that think so rationally and so analytically that they just not in tune with what they do, how it affects you. So yeah, it's like that. You could be an emotional person, like you're in tune with your emotions, and then you dealing with somebody who's emotionally like unavailable. How does that work?
You gotta learn your person. You gotta know what they like and don't like.
And
how they are.
If you like communication, that's real.
Communication, then you gotta understand your partner loves communication. They want to be communicated. If they like attention, you gotta understand. All right, I'm gonna block off this time to give them that attention.
Yeah. But some people are not adaptable like that. They're just so stuck in their ways. They're so stuck in their ways.
Accountability.
I'm so stuck on using my rational thinking and my analytical thinking that I can't side and reconcile with you and your emotions and what you're doing and how you feel. Like, I can't see how you feel.
Right? And I feel like it falls in both categories with friendship and dating wise, because me and her go through the same situation, and we just recently went through that. I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, you haven't been talking to me, you haven't did it. I'm like, friend, I'm working, I'm trying to get this stuff done. And she's like, oh, you haven't hit me up, you haven't since you, I checked you. I'm like, friend, you gotta understand, yes, oh, you checked me the other day or this or that on the third, but I got stuff that I gotta get handled at the end of the day. Like, come on.
I tell you what you just said. Two things, and I don't wanna forget, and so I'm gonna knock yours out first.
Okay.
A lot of times with y'all communication as far as women and being friends, you ain't check on me, I haven't heard from you, you ain't do this for my birthday. Men don't feel like that. Like, I got guys I played ball with in college. I ain't spoke to them in years, 2 years, 3 years, and they don't call me and check on me. But when I see them, it's just like old times. Yeah, we ain't miss a beat, and I don't hold no grudges. Like, life goes fast, but women are different in that aspect. Not just y'all, but women are different in that aspect in general. And as far as dating, and Your need could be physical touch. You want to be held. You want to be caressed, et cetera, et cetera. And yours can be, let me know I'm doing great. Hey, you're doing awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? You do a great job. Like, I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times what happens, it's like a tit for tat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you need affirmation, and we're in a relationship, if you need me to tell you this, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, people will be like, well, I did this for you, but you don't even do that for me. That's not what I need. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you need a damn back rub and my back is fine, I can't be mad at you because you don't give me no back rub.
Right,
like,
so but people be
so tit for tat, like, well, I give you back rubs all the time. But like, you ain't never told me my mom was your back. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'd be weird. So it just be like, you got to think about that, and you got to be, even in a relationship and love and even in a friendship, you have to be selfless. Which a lot of people aren't. You got to put your pride to the side and be selfless and be open.
And that's what I did with her the other day because she blocked my number.
Oh, Lord.
That I'm choosing peace right now with my silence.
What was the question again? We're going to go to the guy.
So let's circle back to what you said, because I'm choosing peace with my silence. And I want that to be known.
On the podcast.
I want that to be known.
We're going back to you.
What?
Nah, he be choosing violence, but go ahead.
You're right.
I didn't choose violence.
The one that be having a hickey on his neck on the
court. Yo, why you gotta say that? I never had a hickey on my neck. I don't do that.
Wow. Come to my channel and watch your Red Flag public interview, and you go see that hickey on his neck.
Where are you going? I try to promote your channel for relax.
Hey. When the last time you post a video? When the last time you post a video? When the last time you post a video, Wesley?
Oh,
all right. Shut your mouth.
She told me I chose violence. She chooses violence. Why are you choosing violence right now? Why are you choosing violence?
You're not.
Why are you choosing violence?
He drinking water. But go ahead. Let's go.
Why are you choosing violence right now?
He's drinking water. Let's go.
Why are you choosing violence?
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
I choose violence or you? Wait, hold on. You said accountability.
Damn, baby.
Let me hear yours. You said accountability.
Next question, please.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna get back to you. What is the main problem with modern dating?
Accountability on both sides.
Explain.
Like, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard. Just when people fuck up, like when men fuck up, they don't hold themselves accountable. They blame it on women, and then when women fuck up or like they're irrational, they blame it on men.
What about
like you don't make you have to make sense since you've been on here, but
a lot of men has been a narcissist.
You know, the girls that get it, the guys that don't.
Listen,
okay, that's nice. You said accountability too. So what do you mean by that?
Dudes don't be accountable for their actions.
No, and not women.
I'm gonna urinate.
Me, I'm gonna be accountable.
But you know, women don't.
I'm gonna be accountable.
You know, women don't. You need to go pick you all.
I'm gonna be accountable.
Here she go to
but dudes like will. Dudes will.
Woman,
do stuff to you.
Shut the
so,
front.
So men are the problem.
Bro, woman,
that's what you're saying.
I'm not saying men is the problem.
What are you
problem.
Saying?
I'm talking about women, too.
I had a weak moment.
Oh, yeah.
I was hurt. I wasn't getting that attention. I was in a moment of weakness.
It's always her being accountable.
That's the woman you deal with.
And she's saying, Daddy, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Doing your vulnerable state. Let another dude not
get that's an excuse.
I was wrong.
But that's an excuse.
It's not
an
excuse.
It's not an excuse. You just said accountability.
I was in the right state of mind.
Some people be reacting out of emotion.
It's not, no,
some
not
people
you.
Realize it's after the fact, you know what, I shouldn't have reacted this way, I shouldn't have done this, and you know what, I apologize for my behavior and what I've done to you and how I affected you. Yeah. But you got some people who don't take no accountability.
Have you ever
no
cheated?
Matter
have you ever
what.
Cheated?
Yes, I cheated. What that got
so,
to do with
so
this
what
question?
Did you tell him you cheated?
No.
What accountability
at? What accountability
I'm gonna say this.
I'm glad you.
I'm gonna say this. Women cheat better than men. Uh-huh. And if I cheated,
women don't cheat better than men.
The last time I cheated,
women don't cheat better than men.
The last time I cheated, it was intentional, and I did shit to for him to find out that I did cheat. And yeah, I was toxic in that moment. So
your ass is out of here.
You're done. Because women can cheat,
stick a fork
and your nigga
in
will never know.
Because
y'all
you're so
stupid
good.
And y'all so sloppy, bitches will always find out.
Exactly. Y'all
cheat more. Why are you talking generality?
We don't cheat more. We
I'm gonna
just
tell you
can
something.
Cheat
I'm
better.
Not sloppy. They do not cheat better. The reason why they don't get caught, because even if men don't know you have a man, we're not trying to get mixed up in no drama. So if a nigga come to me as a man, if you come to me as a man, like, yo, you been knocking down my girl, I'm be like, hell no.
Why would you girl? Go like, to the dude? Yeah.
But
you
a woman, you
call,
if, a woman if a woman comes to another woman as a woman, be like, hey, have you ever seen my man? Oh my girl, I never
they're
knew.
Friends. They're
gonna
be
mad because like both of them thought they had a happily ever after ending, and it's something for the both.
You know what I'm
saying? So now the best friend is going to break.
Cheating, and you might not get caught.
First of all,
you don't have to own up to it and hold yourself accountable.
Is that
what you're saying?
Because
you're
just I'm not gonna act like first. I'm acting like I don't even know who you're talking about. Because
women are better at cheating.
Respectfully,
they hold themselves accountable.
And what I just said,
sometimes I get emotional.
Know that I did.
But you didn't tell him.
The hell?
You said you didn't tell
I
him.
I did shit intentionally for him to find out that I cheated.
There's a difference between finding out and telling him. There's a difference.
When you cheat, you don't tell your girl, babe, I cheated on you tonight. She was sucking my grin. We greased.
I mean, hey, we ain't gonna get it.
No, hoping, y'all don't.
Hoping he
y'all
finds
don't.
Out
so
is holding yourself you accountable.
No.
She said, if you find out that she cheated, that's holding herself accountable.
Scares me the most because at heart, I'm a hopeless romantic. So the fact that women can move like that and do stuff like that, it hurts me to the core. And I'm afraid to let my heart be free.
if I move like that, it's because you did me that.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
You did me that way.
So you all, your actions,
and you, your actions, you make futures.
You're the reason why we have futures on here.
No.
You're the reason.
Remember how we talked about accountability? So she blamed him for her actions.
Hey, I'm not going to cheat.
Accountability.
Let me just clarify. I don't cheat no more. I'm grown.
Anymore.
Okay.
I'm grown. How you know?
Anymore. I'm grown.
You might be putting
business
that you want to cheat again. How you know?
Shut your ass up. Anyway, wow. I'm grown. I'm not on that type of time.
What about
no
the
more
saying, once a cheater, always a cheater?
I'm not on that type of time. Uh-huh. Tick for tack doesn't work. I'm experienced. I learned. I've been in a long-term relationship. Uh-huh. I did everything in that
relationship. Are you in a relationship right now?
Hell nah. I'm single.
Are you sleeping with someone right now?
I'm single.
Are you sleeping with someone right now?
Nah, at the moment, no.
You listen, a little smirk, smirk. Are you celibate right now?
At the moment, no.
Are you celibate right now?
At the moment, no.
Are you celibate right now?
At this moment, I'm celibate.
Are you using any kind of toys or anything of that nature?
I have a rose.
That's not being celibate.
No, fuck your rose.
Hey,
that's not being celibate.
Hey.
That's not being celibate.
Well, I got to use my rose.
You can zip zap your vajayjay to death.
You said at this moment, in the last 2 weeks, have you been celibate? You're on a podcast now, so of course you're celibate right now. You said at this moment. I'm talking about in the past 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Past week.
I'm trying to think if I have
3 days. Fellas,
if y'all out there, save yourselves.
Look.
If you gotta think about it,
just wait. You save yourself.
It's not worth it.
Save yourself if you're watching this.
I was dealing with somebody.
What, in 2 weeks? From what, within 2 weeks?
I was dealing with somebody.
Oh, okay, so she's not celibate. She said, at this moment.
I'm celibate now.
Of course you are.
I'm celibate now.
You're on a podcast right now.
I'm celibate now.
Missy, are you celibate right now?
What?
I'm celibate right now.
Very celibate?
Very.
She's and I'm tired of using that toy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used my toy. I used my toy 3 times today.
Wait, what?
I'm celibate and I'm tired of this shit.
I was not expecting that.
I used my toy three times today.
What?
3 times?
What?
You said 3?
That's not healthy.
At all.
Wait, oh, you used it 3 times.
When last time you greased?
Damn.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
First of all,
right now.
I don't even use grease in my household.
Hey.
I don't even use grease in my household.
I'm greasing my toy.
I don't use grease in my household.
I'm greasing my toy.
The fact of the matter is, what's saddening to me is that women get upset that guys can't please them, but they can't please themselves without a toy.
And I could please myself
without
a toy. No,
you don't. You need a zip-zack zone.
I don't need the rose. The rose just gets that shit done in less than a minute.
Why is it okay if the rose gets it done in a minute, but a guy can't finish in a minute?
Hey, you know, it's different. The rose is a machine.
Hey, beat me there, don't meet me there.
I gotta tell you, okay.
Beat me there, don't meet me there.
I gotta teach him. I gotta teach him what I like. He has to learn my body. It's a machine. I ain't got to tell the rules. It got 10 settings. I got to see which setting I like the best. That's going to get me there.
You got an iRobot on that box. There's an iRobot on that box.
Don't be hating on the rose. It's not competition. It's your companion.
She addicted to that rose.
I'm not passed around. I'm not out here just greasing and fucking anybody and everybody.
You know what I'm saying? It happened to me before. A girl said, I'm not passed around. And she was bisexual. So she used to date women as well, and she felt like, okay, instead of catching the extra body, I'll just go and be with women.
She catching that strap.
But she was with hella women.
She catching that strap.
Like, she was like with women like niggas be women. Like, I was like, bro, this is not like equivalent. That doesn't make it okay. Like, you slept with like 20, 30 girls. Me, that's bad. You didn't scissored, finger pop, strapped up, dapped up.
That's wild.
All these girls.
That's wild.
That's just wild. Like, you know, they can be stressed out.
That is fatherless behavior at its finest.
You got these girls in here with a strap. Yeah, with a strap.
She's taking all kind of straps.
Ladies, y'all at the house with the strap, moaning with the strap on, not feeling nothing.
Men feel like, you get what I'm saying?
I don't get what you're saying.
If they jump in a relationship, a girl from the take all their time, a girl gonna take, you get what I'm saying? Like, the girl finna make them not wanna work. And it's not like that.
Yes, it does.
Listen, if a girl buy her bread and she know her dude is by his bread, She know the nigga working.
All right, you want to be real with me? Like, be real with me. How many girls are by their bread?
They're willing to find a guy that's by his bread. Yeah,
that makes no sense. No, be real with me, Missy. Be real with me. How many girls by their bread?
We're talking about you. Everybody gonna think like you.
Now be real. How many girls are by their bread?
I don't know.
Exactly. So I'm telling you,
don't let her off that easy. You do know.
You do.
I see you out with girls, and I see your story. You out with women that I know they ain't about their bread. They be trying to come up.
Yeah.
Damn. I seen you.
So exactly.
I sent you with my own two eyes.
And that's where it comes back to being selective, to knowing who's about their bread and who's not. Who's wasting their time.
You know when a girl trying to roach. You know when a girl got her own.
Leeching.
A roach is a leech.
That's what I'm saying. We're on the same page.
She's a cockroach.
You know. Me personally, when I'm dating a guy, I don't ask a guy for nothing. I'm not gonna ask a guy for nothing. At the end of the day, I feel like it's 50-50. It should be 50-50 when it comes to relationship. I feel, and what I'm used to, I don't have to ask a guy, oh, babe, I need my nails done, I need my hair done. This is the stuff I'm gonna do by myself regardless. What a guy do for me is extra.
Icing on the cake.
And whatever I do for my dude is extra. But what I'm gonna make sure my guy eat. I'm gonna make sure his stomach is full. I'm gonna make sure his nut sacks is empty. You get what I'm saying?
I want y'all to understand. She said she not worried about no guy taking care of her hair, nails, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of women are. But fellas, y'all gotta understand how cheap it could be and how stress-free. It never happens. How many women out there ever has said, hey, let me pay for your haircut? Never. Have you ever had your haircut paid for? Have you ever had your hair paid for? Has a guy ever paid for your hair?
I'm so sorry that you have not experienced
that. I'm asking a simple question. Have you ever had your
hair? I'm so sorry for you.
Have you ever had your hair paid for?
Nails?
I'm not saying y'all are wrong for that. I'm not saying other women are wrong for not offering vice versa. I'm not saying y'all are wrong for that.
But y'all like that. Y'all got a sense of entitlement when you get a girl and you can build her up and take care of her and do everything for her. Like, yeah, I did that.
I'm not trying to build nobody up. For someone else, too. Building shit up right here.
As a man, you want to feel that shit. You want to be like, damn, I want to pay for
this. Exactly. A guy likes to get pampered.
If she telling me, like, yo, like, how come this nigga not paying for my hair and nails and shit? Please, leave that girl.
Leave that girl.
Yeah, because that's be the bitches that ain't got no money, that ain't got no bank account, and that ain't got no credit.
What was the question again?
That's the doms with the sense of entitlement.
What's the problem with, like, modern dating?
What is the main issue with modern dating?
The main issue with modern dating is we're in a stage where women are doing phenomenal. Education-wise, they're prestigious, they're moving along, and that's awesome. And I feel like there's always room for improvement. But the biggest issue is, you know what I mean? They want equal rights and 50-50, but they don't want that when it comes to the bills at home. If you're asking most women to split the bills right now in this day and age on social media, they're saying, are you crazy? I don't want a roommate. If I want a roommate, I go get a roommate. I want a guy that's going to travel. Let me finish. They want a guy that's going to finish it all. So that's the biggest thing. They want the equality when it benefits them. So if shit hits the fan, they don't want that. So, and you still have to think as a man, that's second nature. That's regular for us. You know what I'm saying? So most women don't want that. They want to, and women are going to date up and they want more.
Absolutely.
So
why would you date down? Why would you date down?
What if everybody wanted to date up? It wouldn't make sense.
Why would you date down?
I'm gonna piggyback off you because it's not necessarily dating down.
Well, you're doing yourself a disservice. Man, woman, if you date down.
Hold up. It's not necessarily dating down. A man could be, even if he's right here, just above you, But women want the finished product. They don't want a man who's in progress, who like
gets
it.
That's not
work.
True.
It is true.
They're going to meet you at the finish line. They're going to meet you at the finish line.
It's true.
I'm going to say this.
It's true.
I'm going to say this.
I'm
going to say this.
I'm
going to say this and I ain't going to say nothing else.
I said it's true because I know what I have to offer. It's true. I agree with you. It's true.
It's different when it comes to you. And that's why I say everybody. It's true. You got to be selective. You got to be selective.
Because I don't want no guy. I don't want no guy who's starting off this and this and that. Because when you 9 out of 10 deal with a guy who's starting off, you doing this and this and that. Because when he finally make it big, he gonna leave you for the white chick. He finna leave you.
What?
When he start,
see, that's why y'all
think
the wrong way. 9 out of 10,
he finna leave. When he start making real bread, he gonna forget about you.
See, that's
listen,
the problem.
I've been there, done that. I've been there, done that.
That's
you can't
problem.
Tell me. You can't tell me.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing?
Can
I say one more thing?
No, wait till I'm done.
So you say fit.
Wait till I'm done. I'm done. And based on what you're talking about, the bills, okay, I feel like a guy should, you know, manage the rent or the mortgage or whatever. And I feel like the lady should take care of the home. The cable bill, the light bill,
the
utility. The
grocery,
your utility hit ass.
Stuff like that.
Your utility hit ass. Women should clean.
But that's the thing. Y'all
can
make
I finish?
Home.
Can I finish?
Y'all make the home. Y'all get the home.
But
and we make
can
the
I
home.
Finish for real?
Go ahead. Hey, Fred, let Tiffany know. Speak.
Both of y'all been to my house, right? Both of y'all been to my house, right?
We've been to your crib.
Every time has my shit been clean?
Of course.
We don't know who cleaning lady.
We don't know who cleaning lady.
You got a cleaning lady.
A cleaning lady comes every other week.
You got a cleaning lady. Continue.
But the cleaning lady comes every other week, but I'm killing it. When y'all show up, I make sure that toilet and everything is Lysol down. I make sure everything's in there. It might be that time a month from you.
I still don't sit on
can
that toilet.
I finish?
Lysol or not. I
can I finish? Ain't nobody want to hear about your Saigon squad, wall squad, hit that. Listen. I'm saying it's clean and it's ready for y'all. So a lot of women be like, oh, I can keep the house, maintain the house. I do that myself. I can cook, I can clean, I can do all of that. But all I'm saying, I don't want to leave this podcast and people think like, oh, T thinks everything should be 50-50. No, it's all about what works for you and your household. If you bringing in $100,000 a year and I'm bringing in $150,000 a year, it shouldn't be 50-50. I don't want you ever to be bringing home less than me and you be like, oh, I got to come to this guy for money. If you making 50 and I'm making 100, it shouldn't be 50-50. Like, you know what I'm saying? It should be equal to, so what I'm bringing home after I pay bills is the same you bring home. So it should be like that. You know what I'm saying? But you can't have equal rights, equal. But when it comes to the bills, you be like, oh, no. And then you ask women, well, what you going to do with all that extra money since you ain't paying the bills? A save and invest and did a invest in what? B, you ain't invested all your life. You ain't got an NFT or AFT or NFL or NBA. You ain't got none of that shit.
See,
am I lying?
Well, that may be. That may be.
But
it's not all about money. It's not all.
But that's what
we're
talking about right
money.
Now. We're talking about finances. That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about most women, though.
We're talking about modern. That's the biggest thing in modern. What, like,
but
it's
most
money.
Most women nowadays are broke.
They're broke. And they look for a comma.
They want the man who's already got it going. We already good.
And that's the users and abusers.
And I be calling them out. They be like, oh, girl, we about to find some guys. And me and they text them like, yo, y'all okay with leeching? They be like, yeah, because guys are easy.
Yes.
I was like, damn. Like,
we're going to go get for
respect.
I got plenty of little girls who go to the club to plan to go get free drinks. They know.
Yo,
they know what they
you
do.
Know me? When I go out to the nightclub, I have at least $1,000 in my purse. Even though I know a nigga gonna pay my way, but I still bring my own money. You know why? Because I'm not gonna let a guy disrespect me.
We talking
about Missy, you gotta understand. Missy, you gotta understand that I'm trying to hold $1,000.
I'll be in the club if I'm
hold
$1,000.
Is it in that purse or you got no purse?
I'm falling asleep. Yeah. I'm not that girl. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. All right,
we gonna wrap this.
Y'all know why. We didn't do this at the beginning, but real quick. Hey, excuse me. No phones. What you doing?
Texting niggas.
Yeah.
Texting niggas.
We just talking about this.
I'm trying to text you. What's up?
Hey, what we gonna do
is
continue.
Quickly.
Go ahead and do this outro, please.
Appreciate y'all rocking with the video. Make sure y'all smash the like button, subscribe, all that great stuff. At T Pendel, Real Talk Pills Up Podcast. Coming soon, I'm gonna have y'all on there. We're gonna collaborate. We're gonna do it. Beep, beep, beep. I'm gonna slide it to my dog West. Let's go.
Hey, and WJB, West to J23 everywhere. All right.
Yo, he said water. You
days, bro. You days. Go ahead.
And water.
Ladies, look. Zoom in on her.
It's your girl, Missy Marciere. Find me at MISSYMARCIER_.
Okay.
Period.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
What's up, Mr. Myra, Mini Myra, and I'm here. I'm just here at Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast, and you know, I just want to give a shout out to Cass for inviting us all together. We made magic tonight. You feel me? Follow me on YouTube, subscribe, TikTok, everywhere. Mini Myra, you feel me? It is what it is, and I stand on everything that I said in this video. So please come in the comment section because I will be in there.
And it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
And I'm with these crazy people, man. It's your boy Cass. Hickey. You can follow.
He got that hickey on him. Yo, you want to see the hickey go on my YouTube?
Hey, I'm the last one. Shut the fuck up. It's your boy Kaz. You can follow IG at CAZ_0. You can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Buy With Y'all podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter. I lie, we ain't on Snapchat. Apple Podcast, Spotify, everything. I appreciate y'all. Yes.